So there you have your first techniques of NLP. On these last two CDs, we've covered sensory acuity, and also how to build rapport by matching and mirroring physiology, also crossover mirroring, matching voice tonality, and also matching the words. And hopefully you've done some exercises, learnt a lot from those, got some great feedback from your training partners, and also learnt a lot from listening to the live Q&A sessions from our practitioner trainings. So now where do you go with implementing and integrating what you've learnt about rapport? You've learnt quite a lot. So what I would do is gradually begin bringing the new skills into what you do on a day-to-day basis. So what you can do is just for a week, concentrate on using matching and mirroring physiology whenever you have a meeting with someone. Whenever you speak to someone on the phone, work around matching their voice tonality. Listen out for content chunks. Listen out for key words and phrases that you can match with someone to give that extra bit to the rapport building process. Maybe you'll get some opportunities to work with some groups, maybe around the boardroom table with three or four people, or maybe you're a trainer or presenter and actually will get to use some of those techniques where you can spot rapport leaders in larger groups. The reason we teach you rapport right at the start, and the reason why we teach you sensory acuity right at the start, is that because everything that you learn in NLP really requires that sensory acuity in the first place, and to be able to get really good results with people, you really need to be in rapport with them. So use the skills. You can actually practice all of the sensory acuity and rapport skills in everything that you do all day, and you can also practice them whilst you're learning and doing exercises on the next processes that we're going to do on NLP. Next ones we're going to look at is preferred representational systems and eye accessing patterns. See you on the next CD.